back at the Pleasant Street Tea Company with Heather Atwood with the story behind the story behind something. Heather?
Hi, Rick. Nice to see you again.
Same here. I want to talk about, you mentioned something recently, something about donuts, but they're not donuts, or they have a different name, and they're in Peabody or something. Tell me about that.
Okay. They're in Salem, and they are so not donuts, and they are so special. And you can get them right now, let's put this plug in, at Coffee Time in Salem. They make the best ones, and we're talking about Punchki. All right? And Punchki are spelled entirely different than they sound. There is okay. no N. All right? For one, that was the first thing that confused me. P-A-C-Z-K-I. Punchki. Mm-hmm. They are a Polish... everything about them seems like a donut. But they are... they were created originally as something baked before Lent to use up all the flour and sugar and fat in your pantry because you couldn't have those things during Lent. So they are filled with eggs and butter. The dough itself takes a very long time to make. There are a couple of rises. So they're consequently very, like, even lighter and fluffier and richer than a regular donut. They are traditionally filled with, I believe the traditional filling is prune, but they don't use that so much anymore. They fill them with all kinds of wonderful things like blueberries and cherries. And the people at Coffee Time make them the real way. There are a couple of other bakeries in Salem that make them, but the Coffee Time guy makes them, it takes all day to make these things. And apparently he told me all the bakers' hands are crippled by the end of Punchki season because they're so labor intensive.
So this is basically a Lenten dish?
It is. Okay. Well, pre-Lenten. It's a Mardi Gras dish, basically. Okay. So you eat it before Lent, before you go to fast.
So can we get them now?
You can get them now. He starts baking them on February 1st, and he bakes them right through Lent because he has them actually. People in Salem, they become such a great tradition. People have them for Easter.
Okay.
So it's, people beyond Poles and Catholics are buying Punchki.
Any sugar?
There's a lot of sugar in there.
Okay.
There's a lot of sugar. Yeah, exactly. Right. Okay. No, they are delicious. I actually had one recently, and my husband and I fought each other for it because it was so incredibly delicious.
What was in the middle?
It was a cherry jam, and it was just amazing. And whipped cream. Whipped cream and jam, usually.
We're supposed to be fasting during Lent, so, my mouth is watering here.
Are
this
you
is
doing
the first.
That?
Yeah.
That's why you don't have your muffin today.
No, I already ate it. No, I don't do a lot of fasting. What's the update on the little girl from Rockport?
Oh, Lila DeLuca. She is on MasterChef Junior every Thursday night. I think last night was the the fourth night of the show. She appeared first on the second night, so she's been there three times, and she is doing fabulously. I have to say, she is kind of killing it. Last week, Gordon Ramsay... I have to remember how this goes. So, no, on her first night, she prepared a lobster ravioli, okay? And Christina Tosi is the host, along with Gordon Ramsay. She took one bite of that lobster ravioli, and she said, "Are you kidding me with this thing?" So, and then the night after that, which was last week, she prepared, Gordon Ramsay had made a dish that was one of his signature dishes, right? It was a seared sea bass with a beet salad that had radishes there and something called a sauce vierge. And the kids there were instructed to perfectly reproduce Gordon's dish.
Oh, wow.
And they went through a series of kids who were struggling, and there was a little drama around each of them. One of them burned their fingers. And then the last one to go up was Lila.
Mm-hmm.
And Gordon Ramsay just said, "It's perfect.
She killed it.
She killed it.
All right.
So she's doing pretty well.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll get an update on that. Last time we did the most popular dishes, and number 50 was popcorn. I've done my due diligence. What's next?
And so we are at 48 and 47, actually. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
48 is potato chips.
Oh, all right. This is right
okay, yeah, I know. It's pretty low down there on the list, though. But potato chips are there. And number 47 is paella from Spain. You don't know what paella is? Paella is a seafood and rice dish. It's completely traditionally made in Catalan, Spain. And there's saffron in it and some other spices, but saffron is the real... So saffron, rice, and tons of seafood. It's made in a very specific paella pan, which is a big circle of a pan that's very shallow. And the intention there is that the rice kind of burns a little bit on the bottom and gets very crispy. So you have very crispy, sweet rice on the bottom and then fluffy rice and then lots of seafood. So...
Well, this is why we do this, because, no, I have never heard of that.
I can't believe you've never heard of paella in this fish town, because they do make it around here.
I grew up on bologna and and potatoes. It is Lent, and, you know, traditionally around here, fish comes up big.
Right.
So what's the latest?
Well, the big story, there are two big stories right now, actually. Local shrimp. People are catching local shrimp. NOAA had shut down that fishery, but they have opened the fishery to just a couple of boats that are harvesting the shrimp for research. But because they're harvesting them for research, they're harvesting them, so they can sell some local shrimp. So it's around town. You can find it. I think Steve Connolly's had them. It's kind of expensive, but that's okay. It's, you know, we only get it this time of year. There are not that many true seasonal fish we have anymore. But the other big story are scallops. The Gloucester fleet are going out for scallops right now, and oh my God, are they delicious. They are really, that is the thing to find.
Okay.
And there are lots of them.
Okay, my head's spinning as usual. Anything else? Give me an update on your book and your blog and how to get hold of all that.
Okay, my book, In God We Trust, is available on my blog, and my blog is heatheratwood.com or Food for Thought. I have a new recipe up right now. It's it was a recipe that was given to me by the woman who makes markuk breads at the Cape Ann Farmers Market. Does that mean it? That means nothing to you, right? But it will mean something to your listenership,
okay?
Because people love markuk breads.
Uh-huh.
She's Lebanese, and she makes all these Lebanese salads, and she makes a really good Lebanese cheese, and she makes this very, very thin bread that she covers with spices and olive oil, and people love it. She's very popular. And I bumped into her, and she gave me a really wonderful recipe. It's her mother's recipe for chicken and rice. Do you remember we talked about chicken rice?
Yes.
So this is a Lebanese version of chicken rice, and it's very simple, but it is so delicious. The rice has cinnamon and bay and rosemary in it.
Any update on or any articles in the online magazine?
Oh, we have a whole bunch of things coming up. So we're about to put out a new issue. This is The Other Cape, for people who don't know. And we have a bunch of great stories coming up. So I will update you next week on those, okay?
Fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you.
Heather Atwood.